It's not unique, but certainly the camera obscura on Douglas Head, a Victorian-era survivor, comes close. But it was in a delicate state until it had a major overhaul. Prior to that, it was owned by Marion Heaton and her family. Marion used to sit in the doorway, collecting a modest sum from those who wanted to see inside. One of them was David Collister.
I always tell people to stand for a moment or two and let their eyes get used to the change of light. And then, of course, you see the first table. Well, what you see actually is what is happening at that moment at those points on the head. I mean, people walking about, the ships coming and going, or even the buses on the top road. And on one picture, you can even see Manx Radio quite clearly.
That's right. It's lovely to see the movement of the grass and the trees in the wind.
Exactly.
And the birds flying on it.
Right.
I mean, you want to touch it and feel it and so on, don't you? Really?
Well, that brings to mind there was a man in here one day, and I thought he was rather a long time. And when he came out, he came round to the front. And he said, "I'm absolutely fascinated." He said, "I've been watching a butterfly go from one flower to another." And he said, "Do you know," he said, "I could tempted to pick it up. It was so plain." And he was absolutely thrilled. And then another man said to me, he'd been watching, he thought everything was still, he thought they were just pictures. And he said, and all of a sudden, he says, a seagull swooped down on my hand. And he said, I had such a shock, he said, I thought it was real.
Now, do you know how it actually works? I mean, what are the mechanics?
Well, there are no actual mechanics, but the mirror picks the image up, and that, of course, shows it onto the lens, and the lens enlarges it onto the table. Now, there are quite a few around, but they're of a single table type. There's one at Edinburgh, one at Bristol, one at Dumfries, and there's one or two others about too. But with those, it's one big round table, one mirror and one lens. And when you go in, after it's all made dark, the operator or the person viewing turn a handle and it turns the mirror round, and that brings the picture onto this round table.
Mm. Yeah, you just walk around and see the picture.
You can walk from one table to the other, or if you want to, you can go back and have a look at something that's gone, and you can watch the boat too, quite a long distance out. Once you pick it up, you can watch that from one table to the next until it gets right down to the pier.